Good morning. Being the Johnson County Board of Commissioners, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Minutes from the December 19th, 2023 meeting were circulated. Were there any additions, corrections, or substitutions?
No.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve.
I second. Okay. Moved and seconded. Julie, that updated. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Jody, the updated motions that I've still got the old ones.
Oh.
Commissioners, we'll give her just a second to get those so that we can move through the January motions. So we'll stand at ease to subject to recall the gavel. They're the ones that need to read it.
Oh.
It is the start of a new year and new terms for our officers and our board appointments. So we traditionally do our January motions. So the first item is the election of your county officers, of your county chair and vice chair. So what is your pleasure?
I move to put Bill as chair and Bob as vice chair.
I'll second the motion.
There is a motion and a second to appoint Chairman. To reappoint Chairman Novotny and reappoint Vice Chairman Perry to the Board of Johnson County Commissioners leadership for 2024. Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, the pecuniary forms. Have all officers who have required under statute to submit a pecuniary form to your office, have they submitted those?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And are they in order?
They are in order.
All right. Commissioners, that second motion under pecuniary law.
Make a motion that we approve the pecuniary, pecuniary form. I move to approve the disclosure presented for designated officials that are connected with pecuniary funds.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, next is to authorize reasonable investments for Johnson County.
I move to authorize Johnson County Treasurer Carla
Bishop
to make the legal and suitable investments for Johnson County as stated by Wyoming Statute 9-1-416 and number 9-4831.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's a motion and second to approve financial investments for the county. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, designated banks.
I move to approve the designated banks, First Northern, First Interstate Bank, Bank of Buffalo, A&B Bank, as depositories for Johnson County.
There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, moved and second to designate First Northern, First Interstate, Bank of Buffalo, and A&B Bank as depositories for Johnson County. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Establishment of the IRS mileage rate.
I move to accept the 2024 IRS revenue service mileage rate of 0.67 cents per mile, or 0.67% of the dollar.
All right, it's 57 cents per mile. Moved, is there a second to designate the IRS mileage rate?
Moved to approve.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With that, the chair moves to make the following appointments to the County Board of Health, all three of the commissioners. To the Buffalo Johnson County Joint Justice Center Joint Powers Board, Commissioners Novotny and Perry. The Bighorn National Forest Steering Committee, Commissioner Perry. Child Support Authority Board, Commissioner Shelley. Bighorn Mountain Coalition, Commissioner Perry. KC Buffalo Johnson County Economic Development Association Joint Powers Board, Commissioner Shelley. Northeast Wyoming Leaders Group, or NUI, Commissioner Shelley. And the following liaisons to the groups: Lake Dismit Advisory Board, Commissioner Novotny. Airport, Commissioner Perry. Harold Girard Park, Commissioner Perry. Solid Waste Board, Commissioner Perry. Recycling Board, Commissioner Perry. Youth Camp, Commissioner Novotny. Planning and Zoning, Commissioner Novotny. Weed and Pest, Commissioner Perry. Johnson County Fire District 1, Commissioner Shelley. Rural Health, Commissioner Novotny. Cemetery District, Commissioner Shelley. Powder River Conservation District, Commissioner Novotny. Lake Dismit Conservation District, Commissioner Novotny. Powder River Conservation District, Commissioner Perry. Hospital District, Commissioner Shelley. Search and Rescue, Commissioner Perry. Bureau of Land Management, Commissioner Novotny. National Forest Service, Commissioner Shelley. Tripartite Board, Commissioner Shelley. And WCCA Board of Directors, Commissioner Novotny. Is there a motion to approve the chairman's appointments?
I move to approve the chairman's appointments.
I'll second the motion.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, are there additional motions you need the commissioners to transact so that the commissioners may faithfully conduct business?
Mr. Chairman, I'm looking at this list here, and unless I'm missing something, we missed a few. Fair Board, Library Board, Museum Board.
Those will be under the appointments to county boards. That would be the 940 item on the agenda.
Okay. Then I have nothing else. Thank you.
Okay. All right. First item of business for the commissioners, there is a draft financial memorandum of understanding for the museum the GMA and the commissioners, and that was prepared by the county attorney's office. And I see Mr. Ruby is here in the back. Commissioners, I do believe it's in your packet.
I believe that's what I handed out.
Okay. And Mr. Crago or Mr. Ruby, do you want to just quickly present this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is a financial memorandum of understanding between the museum and the Yakima Museum Association, wherein the Yakima Museum Association would agree to provide 5% of fair market value of their investments to the museum on a yearly basis, which is a requirement, a federal requirement. There's wording in there that goes into when that's valued, how that's done, process for that. This is actually just the financial portion from the MOU that had previously been in place and then was rescinded. And so this would be basically a bringing back of the financial portion of that minus one part. There was a part in there about sharing the fall gathering proceeds. The museum said they didn't want that. And so that has been removed, but the rest of it is the same as what was in the previous MOU. And based on my understanding, that is something that the museum has agreed to, and I think is amenable to the commissioners. If it is, it will be something that would be presented to the GMA to see if they're willing to sign on it as well. Thanks.
Commissioners, you've had a chance to review this from the county attorney's office. Any thoughts or discussion on the MOU?
No, I don't. Ready to get something moving forward with them.
Agree with Mr. Kelly, move forward and get her behind us.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve Chairman's signature on the Memorandum of Understanding between the Jim Gatcher Museum, the GMA, and the Johnson County Commissioners?
Move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're going to now appoint commission liaisons to the ancillary boards. Chairman makes the following appointments to Commissioner Shelley to the Museum Board, Commissioner Perry to the Library Board, and Commissioner Novotny to the Fair Board. Is there any discussion?
Move to approve the Chairman's appointments.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'll move into the area commissioners of appointments to the county boards. And we do have a couple vacancies. It looks like we're going to have to continue to advertise. We had one seat on the airport board, did not have an applicant for that. Two seats on the fair board, and looks like no applicants for the fair board.
There is one. Lacey Schiffer.
Okay, so Lacey Schiffer is asking to be reappointed. We have two seats on the Lodging Tax Board. Clay Miller is asking for an appointment. We have two seats on the Planning Commission. Only one letter of interest, and that's the reappointment of Jeremiah Wolski. Predator Control Board. I believe we have three applicants, Jim Grip, Timothy Peters, and also Gary Bessler. To the Recycle Board, one applicant, David Smith, and to the Solid Waste Board, there are two seats there, and both members have asked to be reappointed. That is David Iverson and David Smith. So we'll set the Airport Board aside and continue to work on that. Fair Board.
I'll make a motion to approve Lacey Schiffer for reappointment.
There's a motion to reappoint Lacey Schiffer.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Lodging Tax Board. We have one applicant for two seats.
There are two candidates that was requested for reappointment.
Oh. Sorry, Jody. Didn't get on the cheat sheet.
I was wondering about you.
I know. You can't count on me.
All All right, so it does. We, Jody Sowers, the current chair, is asked to be reappointed, and Clay Miller of Paradise Guest Ranch is asked to be appointed, and he's previously served on this board. What's your pleasure, commissioners?
Move to approve.
I second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Planning Commission. We have two seats and one applicant. This is the reappointment of Jeremiah Walensky to the Planning Commission.
And move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to reappoint Jeremiah Walensky to the Planning Commission. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Predator Board. This is a sportsman seat. The individual must possess a valid hunting or fishing license in the state of Wyoming. Jody, do all three applicants meet that requirement?
No, I just turned in documentation.
Okay. So before they can be appointed, they will need to provide that piece of information. So, commissioners, you have two seats and three individuals. Let's work these seat by seat. So let's have a nomination for the first of two seats on the Predator Control Board representing sportsmen.
Jim, you want to specify each?
We'll just go ahead and do one and then the other.
Okay, that Jim, reappoint.
I'll second that.
There's a motion and a second to reappoint Jim Gripp to the Predator Control Board. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the second seat.
Move to approve Timothy Peterson for reappointment to the Predator Board.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
There's a motion and a second to reappoint Timothy Peterson to the Predator Board. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. There is one seat on the Recycle Board. David Smith has asked to be reappointed. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve. Put David Smith back on.
Second.
There is a motion and a second to reappoint David Smith to the Recycle Board. All those, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Finally, we have two seats and two individuals who have asked to be reappointed to the Solid Waste Board. That is David Iverson and David Smith. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
Move to approve David Smith and David Smith and Iverson.
One second.
There is a motion and a second to reappoint the members to the Solid Waste Board. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I do believe that clears the desk of board appointments for now. Jody, if we can re-advertise for the Airport Board as well as the Fair Board and the Planning Commission.
Yes.
I'd like to welcome up Marilyn Conley, our Emergency Management Coordinator, to go over a MOU with the Volunteers of America. As well, and we will allow Marilyn to introduce her guest.
This is the new, will be Jimmy Cantinelli, the new Emergency Management Coordinator. Did I butcher your last name?
Yeah.
Say it.
Cataline.
Cataline. Sorry.
Jimmy, could you please spell that for me?
Cataline.
Thank you.
And we're here today to visit about this, give that to the chairman. The Memorandum of Understanding that has been proposed between Volunteers of America and Johnson County. It says on it Johnson County Emergency Operations Center, but it would be actually with Johnson County. There are some things in there that need to be changed, think specifically the JCEOC pieces need to go away. There's some typos, and Barry has had a chance to look at this. But the way this came about was with the new update of the emergency operation plan for the county, we included the Volunteers of America as a specific supporting agency in that plan. So when I gave them the draft, they felt like things looked pretty good, but they wanted to go about it with a memorandum of understanding as their process. So I'll let Barry maybe talk about his pieces as far as what we need to do. It seems like it's okay. It's just it's a good document as far as I'm concerned. It just makes things more official. But Barry, what do you think?
I think the document's fine. We just need to change the signatory from the Emergency Operations Center back to Johnson County. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. The only question I have is, do we need to specify that no money changes hands as part of the agreement, or how would that work? How does that work? Can that be a question for you?
Yes, there shouldn't be any money changing hands anywhere. This should be... And basically, if we need, the way the new draft plan is written, if we have an incident, a lot of these bigger incidences, we try to focus a lot more on behavioral health than we used 2 years ago. So it would be a matter of them with this MOU just agreeing that they would, in the plan it says they'll send somebody to the operations center to act as a special technical person to advise and to help manage that behavioral health piece that would come up in an incident. And I don't believe there's any money.
There isn't in the contract. Yeah. I just thought maybe we should clear that up.
Okay. That's probably a good idea, because MOUs usually have dollar amounts. And
yeah, some of them do, some of them don't. You and I have done these before. Where we put in a provision that just says there's no payment provision. Essentially, no funds will exchange between the parties as a result of the contract.
I think that's a good idea.
But other than that, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Which I can make that change in about 5 minutes. And then change the names, and then it should be good to go.
And then we'll send it back to the VOA.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the commissioners in regard to the document?
Commissioners, any questions for Marilyn? Previously, when we were working with Northern Wyoming Mental Health, who predated the county's relationship with VOA, did we have a similar document with Northern? So this is
new.
Okay.
We didn't really even have any real input from the VOA in our last plan, or at that time Northern Mental Health. We didn't have anything really established with them. That's why I thought it was important to get something going in this updated plan.
So, Ms. Craig, your recommendation with the corrections to the designation of Johnson County is for the chair to sign this.
Yeah, I guess that'd be...
And the monetary.
Yeah, let me make those changes first. And then I don't know, is there a time crunch on this, or can we send it to them, get their approval before we have the commissioners make a formal motion to sign it?
If we can get it done in January, then they could make it formally approve it, sign it at your February meeting. The first meeting in February would be the goal.
Okay. I would suggest we go that route. I'll make the changes, get it back to Marilyn. She can email it back to VOA, and we'll go that route.
And if we get it back sooner, I don't know if you're planning on meeting the third Tuesday or not, but...
We are, now that we pay bills twice a month. We'll be here.
Oh, that's... Oh. Well, moving on. So if we get that information back sooner, then we can bring it before you at that second meeting of the month. Have any questions for Jimmy?
And we'll give Jimmy the opportunity to formally introduce himself to the public as well as the other county elected officials, since today is your first day on the job.
It is. My name is Jimmy Cataline. I come with a pretty strong law enforcement background, established in California, but I'm here with open mind and looking forward to learning and growing with the county and tackling whatever challenges that we can accomplish together. So very grateful that this opportunity was given to me.
And I promise I'll try not to warp him too much in the next couple of months.
Hopefully that PhD he has in psychology will help.
Maybe
deal
he'll
with that.
Fix
yeah.
me.
Yes.
I don't know, we'll see.
All right.
You don't think you can save her?
No.
She's headstrong in her ways.
So. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. All right, commissioners, next item. Periodically, we certify expenses that we have incurred as we've sought to recover uncollected taxes, and by doing that, then it authorizes the treasurer to deduct those amounts from the special districts that share in that portion of what is recovered. And so we need to certify that amount, and so sometimes you can do this quarterly. We're kind of in the habit of doing it annually just because it's easier on the accounting side. So in your packets is the motion and the statute, as well as behind it are those documents that support where the number came from. So really any questions, or we can ask the county attorney to put on his legislator hat if you have any other questions about those changes in the mineral statutes. If there was ever a question about whether the transition to monthly ad valorem payments was the right thing. Johnson County has about 9 million reasons why it was the right thing in the last year, because that's money that would not have been collected if it had not been for the change. But again, we're doing everything we can, working with the county attorney's office and our outside mineral bankruptcy attorneys to recover everything that is owed to, because it's not just us, it's the hospital, the weed and pests, the ambulance, the school district. So to do that, we do need to do this motion. And so if you have any questions about doing the transaction, please let me know. Otherwise, I entertain a motion.
I would make a motion to recover funds. Do you want to read this?
Please. Oh, no, just that top.
Pursuant to Wyoming Statute 3913-11, I move to certify the county's legal expenditure for the recovery of delinquent mineral taxes for 2023 at $172,964.99. The following shall apply.
You don't need to worry about that.
No.
Okay. That's the statute, so. We've got a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to certify Johnson County's mineral legal expenses. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We have a catering permit that came in, and we need to approve this retroactively. This was for a memorial reception at the Johnson County Fairgrounds on December 30th, 2023. Madam Clerk, all fees in order and all the paperwork.
Paperwork is in order and appropriate fees were received.
This was allowing, the city of Buffalo allowed Wahoo to transfer their permit out to the fairgrounds to cater Victor Goni's funeral reception. Is there a motion to approve the catering permit retroactively?
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the permit. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Bring us now on agenda to vouchers. Madam Clerk, looks like we have a total in front of us. Did you have any additions to the vouchers?
No, I do not. I'm seeking approval of vouchers in the amount of $294,604.63, which would include the prepays that had to be done during the month.
Commissioners, do you have any questions on the vouchers?
No.
I see our public health nurse is here. I had a chance to visit with her about some things, and got one more question for her after we're done, but I don't have any issues on the vouchers either. Is there a motion to approve the vouchers in the amount of $294,604.63?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Madam Clerk, do you have additional business that you need the commissioners to transact?
No additional business. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Crego or Mr. Ruby?
Yes, sir.
All right. Seeing as we have completed the business portion of our meeting, we now open up the agenda to anyone who would like to make public comment to the commissioners. Jody, please come forward and introduce yourself and your guests.
Good morning, Jody Sowers with the Tourism Board, and I wanted to introduce Toby Carrig. Toby is our new marketing director for the Tourism Board. He has been with us for 2 weeks. He comes from Newton, Kansas, with a background in tourism, and we are excited to have him on board, and just wanted to introduce him to everyone.
Welcome, Toby. Great to be here.
Hopefully you'll see great things in the future.
Great. We expect it.
Thank you.
Is there any additional public comment? Public comment? I've got it. Please come forward.
Hello, my name is Paul Sackett Haworth. I'm the great-grandson of Jim Gatchell, and I have a question. I'm understanding that we've had some disturbances, and I appreciate you. Thank you for switching the liaison. But my question is, are you firing the board and the museum staff and closing the museum? That's what I heard. And I know you don't want to discuss this. I don't either.
Sir, I'd be happy to answer that. There's been no motion made at last meeting or this meeting to do anything of that nature. So.
Okay. Well, I just got to figure out what direction I'm going to head first. Whether I sue the county or I'm going after the GMA. Because in one of the meetings in September 17th, as a matter of fact, I brought you guys a list of family concerns. I've only heard one thing out of that list. And the one thing in that list that has been done was done by the museum and the museum board. They basically put back the lifetime membership and the patron memberships. The other things that I asked was one from you, sir. The trade name of Jim Gatchell Museum Association or the Jim Gatchell Museum needed to be rescinded. I feel like that was stealing my name. And I know I'm not a member of Johnson County, but I am a member of the family of Jim Gatchell. And my concerns are I'm getting to the point where it's getting old. I'm not in your guys' office every day, chipping my teeth about this or that. I want some answers. Are we even looking at any of the things that were on the lists? Has it been addressed at all?
Sir, there have been multiple meetings between all the parties facilitated by the county attorney's office, the former liaison, and the current liaison.
Okay.
I would remind you that any discussion between the museum board, which is an independent entity, and the GMA is an independent entity, is separate from the county. And so discussions that they're having over questions like the trademark name is between those two entities, not the county.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any further public comment? Public comment. Hearing none, I'll go ahead and close public comment. And if there's no further business to transact, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make motion to adjourn this meeting.
Seconded. All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.